It's hard to tell if the Occupy Wall Street protests had much impact on banks, but the banks are doing a pretty good job of de-occupying themselves. With profits down, Wall Street firms in New York City have announced tens of thousands of job cuts. WNYC's Charlie Herman has this report.
Wall Street is bracing for huge layoffs. A report from the New
York City. Some of the biggest firms may be handing out the proverbial pink slips in the coming months.
Citigroup starting firm-wide layoffs of 4,500 workers.
It's not like the massive layoffs following the 2008 meltdown, but last year was painful for Wall Street. Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman, Morgan Stanley, almost all the big banks announced layoffs totaling more than 60,000 jobs. It's not surprising, considering that in one quarter last year, the securities industry lost $3 billion. For the full year, the industry is expected to have made money, but only half what it did compared to the previous year. Bank analyst Nancy Bush says, with businesses and consumers still focused on reducing debt,
there just is not the same need for financial services as a whole as there was before. And that's why you're seeing the banks respond to the present environment with layoffs.
Also, there are fewer big corporate deals. Doing those deals brings in a lot of money for banks. And there's been a drop in company stock and bond offerings that generate big fees. Bank analyst Dick Beauvais works for Rockdale Securities.
If you've got a business which is built around trading and investment banking, you got a problem because you're not generating the type of earnings that you would like.
Then there are all the new rules limiting, for example, the fees banks can charge retailers for debit card transactions. They've been cut in half. Banks used to make profits trading with their own money. Now that's being curtailed by regulators who say it's too risky. Regulators are also requiring banks to put more money aside in case of future financial downturns. That might make them safer, but it means Wall Street has less money to invest or lend. And then there's the general climate of caution.
People don't want to take risks because they are uncertain about the future.
Paul Miller is a bank analyst at FBR Capital Markets. He cites the fears about Europe's debt crisis as a top reason for Wall Street's falling profits.
Until people get more bullish on the future, it's going to be very difficult for Wall Street to make money, and they will continue to shed employees, and they will continue to cut people's pay.
Bonuses for 2011, which are being handed out now, are expected to be as much as 30% lower compared to a year ago. Nancy Bush with NAB Research says people are happy to have a job.
Last year, there was this generalized groaning about, you know, payouts being down, about their bonuses being down. This year, not a peep.
Smaller bonuses may please critics of Wall Street, but to put things into perspective, average salaries for these workers last year, that doesn't include bonuses, was over $360,000. And top executives and the biggest deal makers will continue to earn millions. But for New York City and state, it will have to adjust to collecting less in tax revenues. The financial sector represents only 5% of the city's private workforce, but nearly a quarter of its wages and salaries. Ronnie Lowenstein is the director of the city's independent budget office.
If there was to be an extended slowdown on Wall Street, a Wall Street that's less profitable than the Wall Street we've generally enjoyed in recent years, then ultimately that will have an impact on the size of the city budget.
Lowenstein says there have already been 9 rounds of cutbacks due to the recession and the financial crisis. That's meant fewer police officers and childcare specialists and an increase in student class size.
I think that New York City is going to be the financial capital for quite some time. Whether Wall Street in 10 years looks like it does now is an open question.
And the outlook in the years ahead is for a smaller, more stable, and less profitable industry. For WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman.